Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hi friend, today we'll be talking all about goals, setting goals for the coming year and just how I do it, and I'll share it with you and I'll have a PDF that you can download on the bottom. It's like with reflections and goal setting for the coming year. And you know, things I don't always achieve. Actually, I don't achieve a lot of the goals that I do set. And I think it's because I tried to focus on too many things at once. So I have figured out that focusing on too many things at once doesn't work really well for me. And it's better for me to kind of focus on one area or like two areas of my life, because you know what? There's marriage, there's parenting, there's your own physical health, there's mental health, there's emotional health. For me, there's the spiritual aspect of my life, and then there's my business. There's just so many things that it seems like there is to focus on. So, and all those areas are really important, right? And so I have to kind of decide in this season in life for the next few months, what am I going to focus on? Where am I going to put my energy into? Like, I've done detoxing and cleanses and stuff like that. Well, you know what? I'm not in a season of my life where that's a priority. I'm just not focusing on that. So what are some areas in my life that I will be focusing on this year? And I will do some, you know, I did a reflection podcast episode. So go back to the previous episode and listen to the reflection one, because I think that one is really, really good and helpful. And then I shared a little bit about things that I'm reflecting in my own life. And then we're going to be doing like setting goals for this coming year. Okay. So before you set goals, you got to kind of reflect and see where you're at, what's not working before you figure out what needs to be done and things that you need to do. Okay. So one of the questions here, so I got these from a podcast I used to listen to. I think she stopped doing podcasts. Unfiltered Mom or something like that. But yeah, she stopped doing podcasts, but she did this the previous year and I got these questions from her. But the question is, how will I grow in 2023? How am I going to grow? Emotionally? Is it mentally? Is it physically? Is it spiritually? Like, how am I going to grow? The next question is, what am I going to focus on and what will I learn? Okay. So for me, there's an area in my life, for me right now, I'm focusing on my spiritual growth with God. That's how I'm growing. And then I'm focusing on growing my business. Those are literally the two biggest focuses right now for me, because that is what is important in this season in my life. Okay. So that is what I'm going to grow on. I'm growing on learning how to better my podcast and grow my audience. That's what I'm growing on. And what will I focus on and what will I learn? I will, same thing, learn how to better my podcast and learn more for my spiritual growth about God and who He is and His qualities and characters, and get to know Him better. And what will I focus on? I feel like I need to get a little bit better. This is an area of my life that I know that I need to improve on, and it is getting better with like meal prepping and picking meals that taste good and that are healthy. So that is something that I will also be focusing on. Man, there's just You know, there's so many things. Like, I'm an achiever. I want to improve in so many different areas of my life. And like I said, I have to like slow down and like pick. Who will I serve? I will serve the mamas in my audience here on my podcast. That is who I'm focusing on serving you. You, a mama who's overwhelmed and stressed out, who feels like a hot mess, who feels like she's constantly failing, who wants to do better, but just feels like she can't do better and she keeps struggling. By the way, if this is you and you relate with that, you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like a hot mess all the time. I feel like I'm failing. I feel like I just can't be the mom that I want to be. I feel like I'm yelling and screaming at my family all the time. I have no time for myself. I'm constantly giving and I just feel like I'm dead inside. If you resonate with this and you want to have more patience and calm and peace in your home and daily alone time to feel truly restored and actually be able to say no to things that drain you, this is what my program is about. We go through all of that. And if you are one of those people, you're like, I know what I need to do. I just don't do what I know. That's why my program exists. So you are actually invested and committed. And I'm checking in with you weekly, actually even daily if you need to make sure you're implementing the things that you're learning and you're not just like listening to the things, okay? So if you want to learn more, book a sales call with me. The link is in the show notes. Now that we're on to the next question, how will I live? How will I live this coming year? That is like, how am I going to live? I am gonna live, and I think I'm gonna focus on some habits that I need to improve on, and which is not snoozing my alarm and cleaning as I go. My kitchen, that is the biggest, time sucker for me, my kitchen. How am I gonna live? I am gonna live in a way that I want others to look up to, because one of my core values, I don't know if you know this, is authenticity. I have to be authentic. I hate being fake. If I could, I would be an open book and share way more, but I need to respect some boundaries and some limits and respect my husband and other people's stories. But honestly, I would share way more than I do on this podcast. But one of my core values is authenticity. And so the things that I teach you in my program, the things I teach you on this podcast, is the things that I live and I implement, because I believe there are many people out there that are fake, that say one thing but live a different life. And I'm not one of those. I don't like being that. And if I am kind of like slacking in one area, I'll be honest about it. Like for me recently, like I have been slacking about getting up as early as I want to. I'll get up at like 6:30-ish, like half an hour before my kids. But I want to be getting up at 5. Like, I want to get better at it. My alarm goes off at 5, but I keep snoozing it. So that is an area of my life. I still have some alone time, but not as much as I want to. So how will I live? I will live authentic. That is how I want to live. What is my word for 2023? What is my word? Visibility in regards to my business. I want to be visible and grow my business. Visibility, that probably will be towards my business. And for like personal kind of like, is being more authentic and real. Authentic. I like authenticity. And I also, you know, finding boundaries when you're visible and sharing what you think is appropriate. You know, there's definitely a fine line there. What habits can I change to help support my goals for 2023? Getting up actually at 5, like I want to. I did, you know, get up at 5 this week on Monday because my husband had to go to work super early, and it was so lovely. I had like an hour and a half to myself without interruptions. It was amazing. I felt so good. And then the next night my baby slept terribly. I don't know what was going on. Normally she sleeps well, but she kept waking up like so many times. I felt like I didn't sleep half the night. And then, yeah, I didn't get up early that day. So what habits is getting up at 5 and not snoozing my alarm. That is one habit. The other one that I talked about is cleaning my sink and cleaning dishes, and just as I go clean the kitchen, because then there's just less to do. My house is pretty tidy and picked up, but my kitchen is just, it gets dirty really quick because we use it all the time, right? And so that is the other thing. And another habit is, you know, I used to have this, but I removed it. I need to put it back on my phone, is spending less time scrolling mindlessly on social media. That is just such a time waster for me. In the past week, I feel like I've done it way more than I normally do. And I just kind of, every time I spend like half an hour scrolling and I'm like, I just wasted half an hour. I didn't get anything useful, valuable there. So like, that is a habit that I need. Those are like three big ones that like stand out to me. Habits to implement. Well, it kind of, you know, to implement to support myself. So in regards to getting up at 5 a.m., oh goodness, putting my phone probably in the bathroom. So then it forces me to get out of bed. But you know, I've done that before and I would just snooze and go back to bed. That is one that I'll have to do, and like splashing my face with water, with cold water. So then it wakes me up. In regards to cleaning my kitchen, I'm not really sure how I'll have to better that, but maybe having like a checklist that I do that every day, that might be helpful. And then habit to implement when it comes to, what was the other one that I mentioned? Man, I already forgot it. I actually had to go back and re-listen to the recording because I forgot what it was, and it was scrolling mindlessly on my phone. So I used to have limits on my phone for social media. It would, after 2 hours of social media use, including TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, it would shut it off, my app, and I would have to put a password to bypass it. But then I was trying to go live one of the days late in the evening, and I had to delete that so then I could stay live. So, because in the middle of the live, it would probably shut me out of the app anyways. And then I have never put back those boundaries back up. So I think that is something that I will have to do. Like, how am I going to implement those habits? So then I'm spending less time on social media. Like, I do show up for my, you know, my audience and stuff like that, but I end up, you know, being stuck scrolling. What will I accomplish this year? Wow. You know what? In 2023, there's a lot of business goals that I want to accomplish. One of them is getting to 50,000 downloads on my podcast, or heck, 100,000 downloads. I would love that. I think that would be awesome and great. What I want to accomplish, actually getting physically fit. So I'm skinny, but I'm not fit. My stomach is flabby. I do not work out, like physically work out to get toned. And I want to, that's like an ideal version of me, that I want to be toned, but I'm not. Maybe that's something that I want to accomplish this year, like physical fitness, getting fit, not just not ripped or anything, but just like physically feeling fit and like meal planning regularly. Oh my gosh, I have so many things that I want to improve on and get better at. Like, girl, mom, if you're listening to this, like, yes. Okay. Three family goals. What are some things that I want to do with my family? One of them is spending one-on-one time with my kids, with each kid at least once a week, one-on-one time, having it on the calendar. Could be going places together or just doing a board game or something fun. Family night once a week would be great. You know, all these are so repetitive from last year that I haven't followed through on. Three spiritual goals. That's a good one for spiritually. You know, some of these I just want to kind of keep to myself and just reflect on them. Three financial goals. Three physical goals. Yeah, getting more fit, definitely. But you have to be specific, right? Like, so working out 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, for 20 minutes. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do YouTube videos for physical fitness. Three intellectual goals. So That one is regarding to like personal development and goals, like learning things. That is a good one. A lot of this will be related to my business just because it's such a big part of right now what I'm focusing on. Seasons in life to consider. So this is a really good one. So let's say seasons in life to consider. If you are pregnant, you're going to have a baby next year. That is something to consider. You are going to have to like shift things and redirect things, right? If you have a planned surgery, right, the coming year, that's something to consider. If you are going through a divorce and next year things will get finalized and you're actually going to get separated, things will be very different. That is something to consider. If you have a sick parent who is, needs to be taken care of the next coming year or might even die, that is something to consider. Like if you are moving like we did across country, that is something to consider. Okay, so just keeping that in mind because that's going to shift some things for you. Sometimes some of those goals won't be attainable because of the seasons that you're going through in life. My priorities for 2023. So I think that's just a lot of things that I already talked about, but for me, it's growing my business and visibility. That is literally one of my biggest priorities, and getting more physically fit and getting closer to God and like getting to know God more spiritually and connect with Him more. Because I feel like right now I'm a little bit disconnected from God. That is another one. And here's a good one too. How do I want 2023 to feel? And that might be relatable to like the word of the year, but like, how do I want to feel this coming year? Do I want to feel supported? Do I want to have more peace and calm? Do I want to feel busy? Do I want to feel accomplished? Do I want to feel better physically? Do I want to feel like I matter? Do I want to heal mentally, emotionally? Like, how do I want to feel this coming year? Okay. And then what do I want? What do I really want? A lot of these questions are similar and to each other, but like, what do I want in 2023? Again, for me, it's visibility and growing my business and getting to a point where my husband can stay home and my business is bringing in enough revenue for him to stay home. I would love that. That is one of my goals that I want to achieve with my business. So my husband can stay home and literally just do the housework. That would be ideal for me. And for me to make enough money for us to have financial freedom and for my business to just bloom and explode. And by the way, here's how you can help me. If you're enjoying my podcast episodes and you're like, I really like Elizabeth, I would love to support her. I don't really need her program. That's not really for me, but I have a friend that I can think of that could really use her support that I know is really struggling. Share my podcast with her. Please, mama, please share my podcast with her. Tell her about me. Really do. Tell her about me. Share my course with her. Share my coaching program with her. I share my Instagram page with her. Just share because that is how I can impact more women. If more people hear my message and share with others, that is how my message can grow and support others. Anyways, my friend, thank you for listening. I know some of the things that might be just like blabbing and maybe you haven't found as useful or helpful, but that's kind of what are my thoughts. And if you want a printable download with the reflection and goal setting, it's going to be in the show notes. You can print it off and just fill it out. And anyways, mama, have a happy new year. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you next time. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.